This is the final tackle as Caesar puts it out the back. Whiten joins in, flashes through and dives over in the corner. Jack Whiten, that was too easy. Straight through the defensive line. He makes it 4 tries in 5 games this season, the 24-year-old fullback.
Yeah, well, he's a quality player as well, isn't he, for the Raiders at back three.
Yeah, and has been a quality player for some time. He joins us now. Jack Whiten, good morning.
Good morning.
How are the Raiders travelling, mate? Sneaky good, I'd say. Just doing your thing down there?
Yeah, not too bad. We started off a little bit slow, but we're starting to find our feet a little bit now, so it's good.
Obviously, mate, it's going to be a big challenge, and they're just a huge side, the Warriors, but you got them at GIO Stadium on Saturday afternoon at 5:30, and they're on a roll, mate, as big a roll as the Warriors ever get. They've won their last two.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Kieran Foran's brought them back into form, I think, and it's going to be a really tough match for us on the weekend, so we're going to have to step up to match them.
Does it change defensively? I know it's only early in the week, Jack, that you do against the Warriors, because Kieran will have him playing a little bit more straighter, a little bit more through the middle.
Yeah, 100%. You never know what you're really going to get from them, but you definitely know they're going to be a lot more direct with Kieran leading him around. He takes it all the way to the line, so
yeah,
we're going to have to tighten up our middle and fix that first before we worry about going around the outside.
And then we saw that again, didn't we, last weekend, where he took it to the line, then ran, and bang, straight through.
Yeah, he's a great player. He missed the whole year, and he comes back and he's doing this stuff already.
Yeah. Mm. And, Jack, your form, mate, it continues to be good. I know there was some pretty good judge in Minicello and Kevy Walder saying that you'll be gunning for a New South Wales position. Is that how it feels for you?
I'd love it to be that way, but I don't know how I'm looking in that area. But I've just got a massive goal to try and stay play some consistent footy. So that's all I'm aiming to do at the moment, and it's going not too bad at the moment, so it's good.
Yeah, being part of that City Country game, the final one, that'd be important for you as well.
Yeah, I love City Country. You know, it's a great week to get out in the country and give back a little bit. So yeah, hopefully I can get a start there.
Mate, that side of the park for you guys, particularly, I mean, Jordan Rapana, Leilua on that side, it's just been enormous. He was quite freakish last weekend, Rapana. How's he? Obviously, he's fitted into the side beautifully. He's fitted into the side for years beautifully. And what's he like?
Oh, he's a great bloke, mate. I love Raps. He's a joker, but when it comes to game day, you know, he's always got your back, and he pulls out stuff like he did on the weekend. I don't know where he gets it from, but it's unreal to watch, even playing with him. So hopefully he can keep up the good form, and he's a big part of our team.
And, Jack, we're always intrigued by Ricky Stewart. What's his focus at the moment?
Getting 3 in a row, I think. That's his main focus. just holding the fort down in Canberra. He's really passionate about getting our wins at home and giving back to our fans that turn up for us. So we'll just be focusing on doing all the little things and getting the 2 points.
How was he after you lost your first game to the Cowboys and your second game to the Cronulla Sharks?
A little bit gutted about the Sharks' performance because we let ourselves down, but he was still proud of our performance against the Cowboys. You know, the boys lost in the last golden point or whatever, so he gave the boys some raps for that and wasn't too hard on us.
Yeah, no, incredible. And, mate, I mentioned the size of the Warriors, but I reckon you guys probably weigh in heavier. Not you, being one of those heavyweights. you're just massive.
We've got some big mobile boppers up front too, so even the outside backs are all reasonable size. So if we do the right thing, we'll be able to match them this weekend.
Yeah. And he's a bit, I mean, you're a bit of an unsung hero for the Raiders, mate, but so too Jared Croker. He's fantastic, and he's back now playing after missing the early start to the season. He's been quite inspirational. He is a quiet achiever, though.
Yeah, Toots is a silent assassin, isn't he? All the points he racks up through the years, you wonder sometimes where they all come from and that, but he's unreal. He finishes the try better than anybody else, and his defence has just improved out of sight these last couple of years. I really, really love playing alongside Toots. You know, he gives me that confidence
and
every week.
Yeah, it's great to see him back and playing so well. The competition just amazes me, Jack. I mean, if you'd said that the Dragons would be on top and the role they're on and other teams, there's no easy game. It's been phenomenal so far.
Yeah, 100%. I reckon if I could talk to you later in the year, we'll probably be blown away again with some of the changes and some of the teams that have come up. And that it's one of them comps where you can't back off, or you can find yourself at the bottom very quick. Or
And yet, you know, that's borne out too. You've got the Warriors at home, and then you've got Manly at home. So that's nice to have back-to-back home games. But then you travel away to the Bulldogs. And they're all tough, mate. You're 3-3 at the moment. Let's hope you can make it 4-3 by winning on the weekend. Thanks so much for your time, Jack.
Cheers, guys. Legend.
Jack Whiten, he plays well all the time for the Canberra Raiders.
Good player.
Real good player. Hopefully involved in City Country. And if there's one position New South Wales are okay at, Slats, fullback.
Yeah.
We've got
a thousand
fullbacks. But he's right up there in the best fullbacks in the game. Jack Whiten, just on that game too, the Raiders, $1.38 up against the Warriors, $3.10. There's value there for the Warriors. I can't pack them. I'm not tipping them for the rest of the year, the Warriors.
No, I'm going Raiders, absolutely.
They're in my bad book.